Well, it took a lot of discipline, you know, just staying inside, trying to humble myself, stay away from everything. A lot of playbook studying, something I didn't do in high school. Learning from my coaches, getting coached, being coachable, and so forth, you know, on to now. No teams has asked me to play wide receiver. I don't even know where it come from. You know, I'm strictly quarterback. Yes, sir.
So while you were at Louisville, you guys were able to run a pretty complex passing game, running with no offense. So how was that passing game built together in terms of formations and outcomes? Can you give me an example of a play call?
Well, we ran Earhart system. Coach will probably call it from the sideline, you know, here, and I have to relay it to the line. My receivers will look to the sideline. I let the line know what protection it is. Simple stuff like that. I really want to give a play, you know, from our team. You know, that's not me. That's giving the play away for next season. Yes, sir. I'm not going to their team. If anything, you know, whoever like me at quarterback, that's where I'm going. You know, that's strictly my position. Yes, sir. No, sir, not that I know of. Not at all. I'm not going to be a wide receiver at all tomorrow. Quarterback positions. No, sir, I'm a quarterback. You know, I have faced adversity throughout my whole life. You know, just coming up since youth football, going to high school. You know, they say you can't do this and that. Got to college, was able to do it, and it's here now. So I'm ready for it.
And Lamar.
Lamar. Oh man, LeVar. LeVar.
Do you feel like there was a racial component to that? Not just with the teams, you said no teams, but with the media saying that they think you should change to wide receiver.
Well, you know, I can't speak for the media. You know, new guys do their job. You know, I just do mine. You know, I stay away from it, answer their questions. I'm a quarterback. I don't know anything about the racial slurs.
In high school, when you were getting recruited to college, were there colleges that recruited you for positions other than quarterback?
No, not at all. Strictly quarterback. I'm shocked now. Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I thought I did a good job at quarterback. I thought I did. You know, but hey, they say what they want to say. You know, they're going to build a story. I'm here now. I'm at the combine. I'm happy to be here. I just got to show off my ability. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I love putting a chip on my shoulder. You know, it just motivates me to go out there and show my ability. Like I said before, yes, sir. She wasn't a big influence. You know, she my mother. She'd probably say something. She probably was a fan. But, you know, I just love the game with a passion. You know, I love playing quarterback ever since I was in youth football. She, you know, she's just there. No, sir, I don't have an agent. I have a lawyer. Yes, sir.
How much is your mom, because you're written that your mom is helping you with a lot of stuff. Is your lawyer and your mom going to do it together, basically?
My mother, she's my manager. You know, but me... you know, I'm managing myself right now as well. So, yes, sir. I was doing private training sessions. You know, with someone named Joshua Harris down in South Florida. Yes, sir. My lawyer. Yes, sir. He will. Say it again. It's gonna be a different Lamar. Leveled up Lamar, not the same as college. You know, I'm gonna level up a lot more. I got a lot of learning to do. You know, I'm just ready.
Hey, Lamar, what went into your decision-making about not having an agent during this process of dealing with teams and managing the whole run-up to the draft?
Well, you know, I know coming in as a rookie, you know, agent don't really negotiate anything, really. You know, you're going to get the salary you're going to get or whatever, you know. Not a side, I don't need him. You know, he's going to be taking a big cut of my paycheck anyways, and I feel I deserve it right now. Yes, sir.
Not think you need a person in the middle of all that to help manage that?
Well, you know, I have a guy, you know, my marketing team has that going on, and they're going to have the guy when it's time. Yes, sir.
What's the biggest part of your game right now?
My footwork, you know, I had a narrow stance in college. I do look at film, and I noticed that myself. And, you know, I've been working on that a lot during my process, working on my accuracy. So that's what I have to show off tomorrow. I feel that's why they doubt me right now. Well, Coach Pacino, he has an Earhart offensive system, like I said before. You know, it's a pro-style system, and that's the reason I ended up going to his university. And he was giving me a chance to start. So, yes, sir. Not yet. Not yet. If I have a chance to compete, you know, that's what I really want to go to. You know, I want to learn much as I could before the season starts. But if I have to sit behind someone to learn, a veteran, I have no problem with it. Say it again. You know, I can avoid pressure. You know, it says alignment breaks down, someone's coming free, I can break that and keep my eyes downfield. You know, I feel like I do that the best, keep my eyes downfield, trying to find an open target. I think I sense pressure very well, you know, but while keeping my eyes downfield, I don't know, it's just, you know, natural ability, God given. Yes, sir. I feel I am, but, you know, I don't really care about, you know, what order we in. You know, they're all great quarterbacks as well, so I know they feel the same way. Say it again. Well, you know, I'm very mobile. You know, I can throw on a run. I can sit in a gun and throw up any part of the field, any route, you know, and I have speed to, you know, get us out of anything we, you know, we're in trouble with. Oh, I'm not running the 40. No, probably pro day, but I'm not running the 40 here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I feel like Drew Brees now. Yes, I will.
Is there anything else you're not going to do besides the 40?
Well, I didn't lift. I didn't bench. You know, I've been working out 216, you know. But I'm just going to be doing on the field work, you know, nothing with running the L drills and nothing like that, just strictly throwing. You know, I feel film speed for itself with that. You know, showing off my speed and showing I can make people miss. You know, I just got to show off my arm because that's where they doubt me at, like I said before. Staying in the pocket more. You know, I feel I did a great job at that my junior year. Sophomore year, you know, I was just ready to get out there. You know, I felt I learned so much. You know, I just wanted to win like I do now. I said it before over there. I said Cam Newton and Tom Brady. Yes, sir. Superheroes. I think the Steelers asked me why I didn't, but you know they didn't really care about it. They was like, okay, that's a cool deal. Yeah. Oh man, I met with the Bills, the Bears, Steelers. Like I said before, Dolphins. Who else? Oh man, Giants. Giants, I met with the Giants. Yes, sir, I did. Eagles. That's it. No Patriots. Oh, it'd be great. You know, I love the Sunshine State. You know, I'm from there, Pompano Beach, Florida. It'd be great. You know, I love the feeling down there. I love the sunshine. And, you know, I love Devontae Parker, them guys out there, Keenan Drake, you know, Stills. I love them boys. Javaris Landry. That'd be a great offense. having me learn different techniques, keeping me poised in the pocket a lot more, a lot of things. Yes, sir. How to face adversity. Oh, man, you get a lot of that. You get a lot of that just coming out of, you know, just different things and whatever platform you are in. And that's what it taught me, adversity. Yeah. Look like a little kid, You know, I'm going to be trying to learn much as I could. I'm going to be asking him a lot of questions, like, why did you do this? Or what you felt would work on this? A lot of questions. Oh, no, I feel I'm cool under pressure. Yes, sir. I'm cool under pressure. No pressure with me. Well, I don't really get questioned at all about it. You don't know what asked me the question about it. But I just, man. Yeah, but I don't really get questioned about it and stuff like that. You know, they just go along with it. They probably ask me a question. They probably wouldn't ask me at all. But you just missed it, so they probably would now. So I'm probably going to get it now. Golly. I don't know yet. Probably what I bring to the table. That's about it. Why should they draft me? Something like that. Like I said before, I'm mobile. I can hit any target on the field. I love the game with a passion. I can lead my team. I feel like I'm the field general when I'm out there. I love to score. I love to put the ball in other receivers' hands. I'm not a ball hog at all. It may look like it, but I'm not. I just love winning. Yes, sir. That's basically another position. If you just trying to avoid the question. Oh man, no. You know, like I said before, I'm a quarterback. You know, I'm just sitting back. I try to learn from as much as I could. That's all. No Wildcat. It's not the Dolphins. It's not the Dolphins with Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams. No sir. No sir. Say it again. Oh, the Forever Dreamers Foundation. Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. You know, I really wanted to start it because, you know, I know it's a lot of, you know, teachers, you know, ADs who can't afford to put their kids through school and what's not. And I feel I should be I'm on another bigger platform than I was before, and I can reach out and be able to deal with that, be able to help them out. And I know it's a lot of kids who need it, you know, not just in Florida but throughout the country. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. You know, I finished the regular season with a 60% average, you know, completion. Then a bowl game that happened, then I dropped down to 59. I was kind of hurt, too. I was like, damn, man, that shouldn't have happened to me. But, you know, things happen. Well, you know, it starts in practice. Watching a lot of film, I'm like, man, I shouldn't have took off then. It was a guy coming open, you know, hitting him in not the first window, but the second window. I had to learn that coming into my junior year, and that's what it was. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Deshaun, he reached out to me, but, you know, I've been busy. You know, I got to get back with him because, you know, he's a GOAT. He's a GOAT. Came out rookie year, he was coming out hard. You know, he's scoring 18 touchdowns in probably like 6 games. I'm like, is he going off? Deshaun, he that man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We was going at it when we played each other. We was going at it. I was like, man, we got to get you. Yes, sir. I feel I would be able to. You know, he did a lot just coming in as a rookie. See, he learned a lot, you know, from college and stuff like that. And he got better. I feel I can do the same thing. I think I got nervous when I first walked down with all the coaches. I'm thinking it's going to be like the head coach and the GM. I seen the whole staff, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to mess up in here. But, you know, it's a fun process for me. You know, my first time, my first time being in the draft and just coming out as a young person, 21 years old, just turned 21. I'm having fun with it. So I'm enjoying myself. Say again? You know, I know the veterans want to win. I know they want to feed their family, like they've been doing, you know, before I even got there. But I know I can take it to a whole nother level. I got a lot to display.